Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 9740 Forest Lane. And, you know, at some point, we might find room to play that ridiculous RJ intro again.
Because I told you, dude, it was hilarious.
It was.
It was really funny.
It was hilarious. But right now, we're going to do Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, and there's already been a lot of news today. No McLaurin for Sunday, no Trayvon Diggs for Sunday. From the 817, Cowboys win because, man, Trayvon Diggs' sorry ass is out. Dude couldn't cover leftovers. Ouch!
Oh, like tinfoil?
Yes.
Or a saran wrap?
Which your preferred?
It kind of depends on what the product is, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, it really kind of does depend.
Okay. From the
probably tin foil though, Kevin. Heavy duty.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because barbecue, you have it around a lot.
Now, this one seems like it should go in our favor. From the 214, Cowboys win because they score more points. Cowboys lose because David Stern makes an appearance. Well,
he's dead.
Yes, I know. So that's why it feels like it should go the Cowboys way.
Are they saying the apocalypse is happening?
Or maybe just
in
David
the apocalypse,
Stern
do people come back, Kevin, and say, hey guys, it's not as bad as you thought.
I don't think that is what happens.
Right.
I mean, to be fair, let me try that again. I don't think that's what I've read.
Okay.
Who the hell knows? But I do not believe that goes in tune with what I've read. All right, couple more real quick, and then I'm going to throw it over to y'all from the 972. Cowboys win because Jaden Daniels is on the RG3 path. Man, I'm sure there's Commanders fans who are worried about that. And the Cowboys lose because Dak gets hurt again.
That oh, man.
Would suck.
I don't love that. Because, Kevin, the one thing I don't want is I don't want to do an entire season of this show with the Cowboys in a situation they were in last year. Now, that being said, Joe Milton does offer some excitement. But that's not what I'm looking for right now.
Excitement is the right word for him.
Yeah, but I'm not. That's not what I'm looking for this season. I want other things from this team this year.
All right. If you don't mind, I would love to toss one out
I
there.
I dare you to toss
okay.
one out
and
there.
And I don't think anyone is going to have the same answer as this. Cowboys win because this is where Washington almost always loses.
This is exactly what I was going to say.
No, it is not.
All right.
Now, hear me out. The Commanders, if they win on Sunday, it will mark the first time they've won back-to-back seasons in Dallas in 10 years. If they win on Sunday, yeah, think about that. It gets worse. If they win on Sunday, it would mark the first time Washington has started 2-0 in the division in consecutive seasons since the divisions got realigned in 2002.
Wow.
And also, if the Commanders were to win, they would have at least 4 wins through 7 weeks, which is not a lot in back-to-back seasons for the first time in 25 years. They do not do this in back-to-back seasons. This is historically the spot where the Commanders lose.
Wow, that's so you're going on history.
That's right.
And you know what? A valid point is Dan Quinn's been with that team now, so
yep.
Like you do have some
yes.
something to work on with the same coaching staff. So I like what you're doing there, Kevin.
From the 972, Cowboys win because Pickens and Ferguson combined for 150-plus receiving yards, and we get one defensive score. I could see that. If a team scores on defense or special teams, I believe that will tip the balance.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
You want to go next, or you want to go to Alec?
Let's go with Alec.
Ooh.
Medford.
Oh, yeah. Full name, Bond government. But let's see. Cowboys win because, gentlemen, I think they win this game because I think the offense is going to look more balanced if you see a win versus last week against the Panthers. The run game was almost non-existent offensively for the Cowboys. I don't like their chances against the defensive tackles that the Commanders have, but I do think that I think the game planning and the strategy by Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer is good enough to where they can compensate for that, even down some of your starting offensive linemen. So if it just looks more balanced and you're not having to make Dak drop back a million times in this game, I think it's because you're instilling your will on that defense. So Cowboys win because you just look more balanced than you did last week, and everything seems to be working offensively like it has almost all season.
All right, let's roll out. Dallas Cowboys win because the defense is able to make Washington one-dimensional. And then the Cowboys are able to say, you know what, now we can focus on one of the weaknesses we have. Which weakness is the bigger one? We don't know.
Do you have a preferred dimension then?
Not the ones that go over the top for 80 yards.
Okay.
So I would rather them go to, be one-dimensional as a running team. But we have seen that the Cowboys' front line has a difficulty, even stopping that at the moment. Because,
yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, pushed around in the middle too, but those edges aren't doing their jobs either. And so there's a lot of gaps that need filling, and the linebackers are struggling to fill those. I would, however, prefer to not be beat over the top. But if the Cowboys can make this one-dimensional, I believe in their offense.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys' defense can do the job to make their opponent one-dimensional, then it will give them a little bit of reprieve from being like, we don't know what to stop. And they got to figure out to have at least one thing you can hang your hat on, and this Cowboys' defense needs to find that soon.
From the 903, Cowboys win because we contain Jaden Daniels. From the 972, Cowboys win because Dak actually runs. That's fascinating. From the 469, Cowboys win because Dak puts up...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
40 points. Now, as we move to the other side of the equation, Cowboys lose because their defense gives up 40-plus points. And we're not doing that this week, but they said that the Cowboys could tie because the defense gives up 40 points on the nose.
Okay.
Because we've already...
And so they're going to score 40
yes,
points, give
yes.
up 40 points. That's considered a tie.
And there is precedent for that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go with the Cowboys lose because Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt doesn't fumble the ball. Now, we talked about this earlier in the week, is he's had fumbles in his last two games. These two teams have combined to force only 7 turnovers all year.
Ugh.
Think about how many games they've played combined. They've played 12 games combined.
Yeah.
And they have forced 7 total.
That's just over half turnovers.
Which is terrible.
For the games.
Yes, which is terrible. You factor in that the Cowboys missed 11 tackles on Sunday, bringing their total to 39 over the course of 6 games, which is tied for the 6th worst in the NFL. And they've given up 219 yards after missed tackles. If Kroski Merritt doesn't turn over the ball, he's averaging, I think, like 5.7 yards per carry. He's scoring. He's already got 4 touchdowns. That can be problematic. I will say that is my reason why the Cowboys lose this game.
Okay, can I ask you a question about
that? Yes, please.
All right, he doesn't turn over the ball, but he runs for 2 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I would think...
Would you consider that a turnover?
I would consider that a turnover equivalent.
Okay, all right.
And I think you would win that game, but what I'm worried about is what you said about you make them one-dimensional, and then
they chose the wrong one.
You one-dimensionally from the passing game. But yeah, you know what? I make that deal. No turnovers from Kroski Merritt, and he gets 2 yards.
Okay, all
right. Deal. I accept.
I'll Cowboys lose because, sorry, Alec, I'm skipping in line here. Dan Quinn. I really.
Did you hear how sad he was?
Alec, go ahead.
No. This is your show. Your name is in the show.
All right.
Let you go ahead.
Is it?
Dan Quinn applies enough pressure, knows how to apply enough pressure to get the ball out of, that Dak cannot get the ball out of his hands quickly.
Okay.
One of Dak's, we've talked about it from game one, one of the reasons Dak is performing well right now is because he is decisive.
Yes.
He's making moves. He's moving fast. The best quarterbacks, they go 1, 2, 3, out. You know, they're getting rid of the ball quickly. And Dan Quinn, if he goes in going, no, I know how to take advantage of this guy, and we're sending people at him, we're going to be able to send guys, disguise it so he can't. If he knows and gets to Dak and forces Dak to hold on to the ball, this team is not going to win.
Alec, I am really excited to hear what you have to say, especially since Corey skipped you in line. But I did see somebody say there is no Cowboys win because, I mean, look, even Vegas disagrees with you on that because they have now shifted the point spread to 1.5 in the Cowboys' favor. I know there are some spots where you can see it for 1, but the Cowboys are now favored in this game.
Kevin, real quick, you have respect for Ted Wynn, correct?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Ted Wynn quote tweeted John Machota's Trayvon Diggs tweet and said, the Dallas defense is so bad, I'm not sure if this even matters.
Yeah, you know what? He might be.
That's a national perspective right there.
He might be right about it. Sometimes this year, I have wondered, what would happen if instead of safeties, you just put up like 2 of those target things that you see at like the Pro Bowl skill competition?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the balls out in front of target.
No. Okay, well then that I definitely think we do better. But no, the just kind of the target things that they have at the Pro Bowl games, I've wondered. So, you know what? He might be right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Alec?
Cowboys lose because the defense is still in the business of giving people their career games. And
true.
I'll go even more specific. They're in the business of giving Luke McCaffrey his career game.
No.
You're calling your shot? Yeah. Well, I hope it doesn't happen, but if they end up losing and we say, somebody from the Commanders just had the best game of their life, I think it's going to be Luke McCaffrey. I think Jaden Daniels has enough trust in him. I've seen enough connection from them early on for that idea to even be warranted, but I do think McCaffrey is an underappreciated route runner. And I do think that his speed is going to be an issue if you're going to play some of the patterns that they've played this season. I mean, you've seen the wide open looks that some guys have gotten just because they run past all the zone coverages because there's no communication on the back end. So somebody gives up a responsibility and he's too quick for anybody to play catch up behind him. So I do think that if the Cowboys lose this game, somebody's going to have a career game, and I'm willing to bet it'll be Luke McCaffrey on the offensive end.
Well, I could see that. But like you said, I hope you're wrong, but I could definitely see that. I like this one. This one's very
clever.
Make
your play. Make your play on underdog, Alec. Do it.
I have looked at that over-under, and I'm telling you, much like the Panthers game.
No, I'm saying make the Luke McCaffrey play.
You need to look into that. They have plays for just about everything. The multi-touchdown Luke McCaffrey game, I don't know, but I'd be willing to bet you could get really good odds on that from the 817. Cowboys win because Dak throws for 5 touchdowns. Cowboys lose because Nico Harrison trades Dak to Washington before the game because defense wins championships.
I've told you that many times, Kevin. I've told you that many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
See, and I think this is what it comes down to for a lot of people from the 2-4. Cowboys win 34-14 because I'm not really sure. And everyone is going to think that the defense just got lucky as opposed to figuring it out. If they win this game 34-14, I am not going to show up on Monday and be like, the defense is back.
Why not?
I'm going to be like, how the hell did that happen?
Well, I don't know. You might hear different from me. I might believe after this weekend, Kevin.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. Will you eat the same Taco Bueno meal every Friday to ensure that that remains the case?
Oh, if I have to, yes.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Yes, dude. I love that Taco Bueno meal. It is. Here's what the layout is. 2 beef roll-ups and 2 chicken roll-ups. That's the way I rock.
So jealous.
Last week I had a Frito burrito and a Bueno burger. So maybe that was the wrong meal.
Dang it.
We'll check it out this week.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
And you can get those 4 roll-ups as part of the $6 party box. But here's my quick question for you guys. And, Alec, I feel like you're an expert on this. Putting aside professional eaters, so just regular humans, how many grilled roll-ups do you think a regular human could eat during our show? So you get 4 hours.
Ooh.
What are we thinking, like 20?
That's where my mind went immediately. It was like 20, 18, 20, somewhere around there. I'm not a regular human. I think I could do 25 or 30.
See, this is the – I don't want to – see, Kevin, I'm not like – I don't want to suffer the wrath of food challenges. That's why I don't do them.
Well,
that's – but I think I could knock down about 40.
You know what?
I do have to talk, though. So,
all right. Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do then.
That's why I'm not, but I'm not doing this.
Alec, if you ever feel like it, I would like to sponsor that challenge for a future Taco Bueno appearance. We'll figure out a way to have you there, and I will sponsor your attempt to go for that many roll-ups because I think that would be amazing.
I'll do
see.
It. Okay. Sign me up.
We're going to figure this out.
So he needs a sponsor for his meetings?
No, I am his sponsor.
What kind of meetings? Like, is it a weekly meeting that you're sponsoring him
just for? That one day. Then we'll find out if he has a problem. And we'll go from there. Like they say, take it day by day.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.